So I'd like to acknowledge the spirit of offering, the offering of truth, the offering of clarity, the offering of strength. The offering that the Buddha was requested and willingly undertook from the moment of his awakening until his last dying breath. This great spirit of offering, the offering of truth, the offering of Dhamma. Just as we come in to our lives seemingly confused, searching, hungry, we see around each other people confused, searching and hungry. Some of us have been blessed to have held ourselves open enough to receive that offering. What grace. Just as the Buddha, for the moment of his enlightenment, to his last dying breath, never turned anyone away. Demons, bandits, kings, dancers, prostitutes, he never turned anyone away. Can we also not turn any aspect of ourselves away from that? Wherever we see it, wherever we see it in ourselves and in others, we see the pained, the hurt, the confused, the desperate. Wherever we see it in ourselves and in others, to not turn away. To see with clarity, to bring the illuminator in this world of darkness. So I'd like to encourage us all to make that commitment. We will have eyes. We can all see. We all know what truth is. Don't hold back. Take some time coming into presence, letting the whatever's come before, letting that, the ripples of that be felt, move through. Listening to those ripples, whatever's been felt, ripple through. Sensing the lake of your mind, the lake of your citta, held in this earth, this body. invite the spirit of generosity, empathy, gratitude, if we're throwing, dropping little pebbles into that lake, recollect those who have most given us spiritual support, guidance, word, example, or deed, any occasion. Anyone who took us in, turned towards us, invited us in, welcomed us into truth, to awareness, into presence, however you'd like to frame it. Your own generosity, bringing up the aspiration to sense, to receive, resonate with that, share that goodness, feel that you can. You're invited in to participate. To empathize, to resonate with it. Right here. You'd like them to, those who've helped you in this way, how you'd just like them to know that you've received, that you've been helped. Realizing they don't actually want anything but your welfare and any love to hear of your welfare. Offering back your gratitude, your whatever has moved you, touched you, feel you could present that as your gift. Turning again to those who've given you embodiment. Brought you into this embodiment and fed, sheltered, clothed, cleaned. They're giving. And you like to turn your generosity towards them with just to let them know that you appreciate that, you know, whatever else, and that you're using this body, this life that they gave you. Something for which they would feel whatever the blemishes or the blindness in those relationships that occur, the confusions, just to use this opportunity just to stand outside that, stand above that. Occasion to just acknowledge gift of life, embodiment, and to share one's heart with those beings, alive or dead, confused or clear, upset or peaceful, however they are, not to turn away. May they be well. aware also of the nature, natural forces that we're so much a part of. Give us clean air, warmth, water, earth, food, fertility. Without which we would not survive a day or even an hour. It's countless, endless generosity, bounty. Appreciate whatever it is that causes leaves to open, and whatever it is that causes birds to sing. It is that brings rain and warmth. However that ever came to be. Blue green miracle that we call the earth. Receive the blessing of that and see it, generous heart. We learn to just sheer purely respect and take care. This blue-green miracle, all of it. We turn away from it, see it as dirt or a dump. Respect the miracle. Acknowledge whatever it is, the mystery that brings us blessings and challenges that encourage us to grow. Troubles as well as graciousness that encourages to grow, agile, strong, courageous. courageous, patient. How else would we ever grow these things? Going towards these struggles, our problems, our benevolence as we've been shown, all these were teachers in developing parami, strengths, virtues in coming to Dhamma. Coming to letting go, and coming to release from the clinging. Giving us stern teachings and gentle teachings. Remind ourselves that we are learning. We have learned a few things. We will continue to learn. What arises, we bear in mind something to learn here. Don't turn away. Don't give up. to invite yourself into that lake of citta. See the reflections. Many reflections. See as ourself. Past. Body. Or present. Or future when it breaks up. Reflect upon it as Dhamma. This which I have so held and hounded and harried and clung to with fear, desire, embarrassment, irritation. Turn towards that Dhamma. Practice place, see it as it is, just as this rippling form in the lake, in changing day by day, year by year, form of nature, Dhamma, rippling, the reflection of it rippling in the lake. Adjusting, fidgeting and complaining, preening, grooming, held it with, see it clearly. Generous heart, with a great generous heart, be welcome, welcome, just as you are, you're welcome. invite the personality or the many personalities to that lake rippling, the ripples, reflections on person, personality, the nervous one, happy one, victim, the accuser. One who has to get it right. The one left behind. Acknowledge these personality forms and many more. Invite them. No longer trying to turn them away or annihilate them or tidy them up. Just welcome them, invite them into this great welcome heart. All of it. Just as it is. Just as it is. The ripple. A wave. Strange passing current. Turning towards opening and turning towards whoever she or he is, has been, has not been. Passing waves, passing waves. more you turn that light, the stronger it gets. More steadily you hold that light towards all these forms, near or far, blessed or confused, stronger and brighter it gets. Invite the ever-flowing stream of mental content, fancies, thoughts, concerns, quarrels, images, happy moments, the ever-changing stream. Mental content. See it as it is, a stream pouring into the lake. Lake happily receiving it. As it is, all that it ever can be, all that it ever is. Turning the generous heart towards this. Welcome. It's just this. How can it be given careful attention? Soothed. Generously offering one's time as long as it takes, never turning away. Attending, carefully listening, soothing, welcoming, anything more. acknowledge, invite, acknowledge the boundaries of the mind. It's small or great, contracted, expansive, bright, dull. Energy rising, energy waning. It's just this. It is, it is. The gesture within space, this mental form. Great generous heart towards that with modesty and tenderness. May this be seen, may it grow, may it find its own stable boundaries. Wherever they are. Whatever silence or composure or truthfulness or inspiration or confidence arises from this practice, offer it freely and invite anything into that. So just an open offer.